Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 22nd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, despite this year's new iPhones only barely hitting store shelves, new information about next year's lineup is already brewing. Bloomberg Smart Gurman has shared some new details about the all-new foldable iPhone set to launch next year. Gurman says that he is increasingly told that users should expect basically two titanium iPhone Airs side by side. So you'll have a display on the outside, then when you unfold it, you'll basically have the experience of two iPhone Airs next to each other. This rumor pairs nicely with a lot of speculation that Apple engineered the iPhone Air as part of an experiment for its foldable iPhone. Gurman also says that everything he's heard suggests Apple will manufacture the foldable iPhone in China, and that this foldable iPhone will likely cost at least $2,000. This aligns with other rumors in the past that have said the phone will cost somewhere in the $2,100 to $2,300 range. But the big takeaway here is that iPhone fold production and testing is advancing nicely, so we should expect it to be announced in September of 2026. In other news today, a few months ago, OpenAI teamed up with Jony Ive to build what they've described as the next generation of AI-powered hardware. Now, a new report from The Information says that OpenAI and Ive are working with the same supply chain partners that Apple relies on for its products. OpenAI also continues to poach from Apple's teams. The report says that IO, the brand name for the hardware products being developed by Jony Ive for OpenAI, has already signed with Luxshare, a major assembler of iPhones and AirPods in China. Luxshare has already secured a contract to assemble at least one of OpenAI's devices. OpenAI has also approached Goertek, which assembles AirPods, HomePods, and Apple Watches, to supply speaker modules for OpenAI's future products. The report also offers a few previously unreported details about what to expect from this hardware product. IO has only mentioned that their plans involved wearables in some capacity, with very little specific details on what to expect. The Information says that one of the products OpenAI has talked to suppliers about resembles a smart speaker but without a display. OpenAI has also considered building glasses, a digital voice recorder, and a wearable pen, and is targeting late 2026 or early 2027 for the release of the first device. And finally, the report says that since the partnership was announced, OpenAI and Jony Ive have poached more than 24 employees from Apple, all of which worked on consumer hardware. Aside from the reunion with old colleagues and the larger compensation packages, The Information says that most of these people are also excited to work on new initiatives rather than Apple's stable product lineup. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze protects your business data with encryption in transit and at rest. You can set a private key for extra control, and your data is stored in secure SOC2 certified data centers. That means you're protected at the highest level and in control of access at every step. 9to5 Mac listeners can get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Use the link in the show notes or head to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. Running out today, we have more additional testing from Apple's new iPhone lineup, starting with bend testing from the iPhone Air. A test from the popular YouTuber Jerry Rig Everything offers our first real look at the durability of the iPhone Air. Apple has focused a lot on the durability of the iPhone Air, despite its ultra-thin 5.5mm design. Despite using all of his force, Zach at Jerry Rig Everything could not break the iPhone Air from bending. The phone simply flexes under the strain, but then returns to its normal flat shape. After the failed attempts at bending the phone with his hands, Jerry Rig Everything resorted to a mechanical contraption to find the breaking point. Incredibly, the iPhone Air survived more than 215 pounds of force before it snapped. Even in that broken state with the front glass shattered, the back glass of the phone remained intact. The touch screen also still worked. But in addition to bending, Apple has also talked a big game about the scratch resistance of the iPhone Air. The iPhone Air uses a new ceramic shield 2 cover that Apple says offers up to 3 times better scratch resistance. Jerry Rig Everything uses the Mohs hardness scale to test the scratch resistance of smartphones. Typically, phones scratch at level 6 and develop deeper grooves at level 7. Basically, all previous iPhones would show scratches at level 6. The new Ceramic Shield 2 cover, however, has taken a tangible leap forward, with effectively no marks at level 6 and only minor scratches at level 7. This bodes well for long-term durability of the front screen on the iPhone Air and also the iPhone 17 Pro. And the big picture is that despite the ultra-thin design, the iPhone Air is incredibly durable and has strong protection against both bending and scratches. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.